Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of God, a very grave misconception which prevails generally amongst common Muslims is the notion that we need to have blind faith in God. As far as our intellect is concerned, it has nothing to do with the concept of God. We have to believe in God because our own environment says so, because our parents say so. It's not that we should be intellectually convinced that God is there or not. It's something to be believed in. And generally this misconception has found its way in many Muslim minds. And we also find them adducing this particular concept from a verse of the Quran, which says, "Yu'minuna bil ghayb." Believers are people who believe in ghayb, and it is generally translated as people who, without understanding anything, believe in ghayb or believe in God. And this verse has contributed a lot in the notion that believing in God is something very blind. You have to have blind faith in God. You have to have blind trust in God. It's like believing in something without realizing and without acknowledging the fact that He's actually there. It is like believing in something because one's parents and one's environment says that there is a God, and one is actually forced to believe in a God. This is, as I said, it's a very grave misconception. It should be understood at the very outset that God is an intellectually understood reality, found in our own intuition, in our own history. Similarly, in the way this universe and this whole world has been made, are ample arguments which actually signify that there is a creator of this world. And if we believe in that creator, it is not because of some blindness or because of the fact that we are pushed by our parents or some people to have faith in God. It is because it's our own intuition, our history, and the way this universe is made, and several other things which lead us to a creator and makes us believe in the fact that we actually believe in a creator even though we are not able to see him. And as far as the expression yu'minuna bil ghaib or iman bil ghaib is concerned, it is wrong to interpret it and take it to mean that it is like blindly having faith in God. This expression means that these believers are people who believe in God without seeing him. They do not demand to see God and still believe in him, because present in this universe and present in their intuition, present in their history, are very, very palpable arguments which lead to God. So it's like actually acknowledging the fact that there is fire whenever they see smoke. So it's like acknowledging the fact that the presence of smoke is enough to signify that there should be fire somewhere. So in this manner, believers, they reach God by deliberating on the way this universe is made. They see the various manifestations of power, mercy, and providence found in this, and they are directly led to believe that there is a creator of this world who has not only created this universe, but he's also governing the affairs of this universe. So it has to be realized that iman bil ghaib does not mean that we are believing in God because we should have blind faith and it's much of an emotional thing. No. What it means is that believers are people, they are those individuals who believe in God because present in their intuition and present in the environment around them are very significant signs which lead them to God. And this verse actually is a slant on the attitude of the Jews, about whom we know that the Quran says that they had asked the Prophet, that their own Prophet, that they will only believe in God if they are able to see God. And they had made this demand before their Prophet. Arina Allah jahratan, they would say, that please show us God the way he is if you want us to believe in him. So this is actually a slant, this verse is actually a slant on those Jews and the way they behaved regarding God. This verse says that these believers, they do not demand that they will only believe in God after they see God. They believe in God because there are significant arguments, there are palpable evidence found around them which leads them to God. So it has to be realized that God is an intellectually understood reality. Having blind faith in God simply because our environment or our parents say so is an absolutely wrong and an erroneous notion. We have to believe in God because our own intellect is directly convinced that there is a creator of this verse and he is a rationally understood reality. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.